ABC News is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. Our time is 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Memorial Day tradition honoring the nation's war dead, a wreath laying by the U.S. President at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery, and remarks.
We gather today to honor the incredible service members who rest in glory in this cemetery and burial grounds around the world and in 1,000 lonely places known only to God.
Earlier today, the president on social media attacking what he called the scum that tried to destroy the country for 4 years and railed against judges ruling against his actions as hating the USA. President Trump announces he's delaying his tariffs on the European Union to July 9th after a call with the trading bloc's leader for more time to negotiate. Nine people, including civilians, an inmate, a maintenance worker, face charges in connection to the jailbreak at the New Orleans jail. This is ABC News. There's a manhunt for another person in what police say is a horrific case of torture at a lavish Manhattan townhome in an effort to get a Bitcoin password.
Police looking for the alleged accomplice of crypto businessman John Woltz, who's accused of holding a man hostage for weeks, beating him, shocking him with electrical wires, and dangling him off a ledge. And officials say it was all part of a twisted scheme to get his Bitcoin password. Police say the alleged victim told them he arrived in New York from Italy on May 6th and went to the suspect's home, where he says Woltz took his passport and threatened his life until he was able to escape Friday morning, running out of the Soho apartment to a traffic officer for help.
ABC's Rena Roy. A British South African endurance swimmer is closing in on the finish line of his 62-mile swim around Martha's Vineyard. Lewis Pugh hopes to become the first person to swim all the way around the island. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important, and you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is mostly sunny and 65 degrees at 12:04. Look for partly cloudy and pleasant conditions this afternoon with a high of 72. Mostly cloudy tonight with a 20% chance of a brief shower or sprinkles after midnight, low 50, and mostly cloudy tomorrow with a 60% chance of showers, possibly some thunder too. A tenth to two-tenths of an inch is possible with a high of 66. Currently in Richland Center, once again, our skies are mostly sunny and the winds are out of the west at 5 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 65 degrees.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Dealing with ice and snow makes spring all the more welcome. Simpson's Tractor of Richland Center can help you get ready for spring with equipment, parts, and service to ensure you're prepared to take full advantage of the first day Mother Nature allows for field work. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you that being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There is a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland, ingenuity, innovation, and the independent spirit to get more out of it while preserving as much as you can. To stay ahead of tomorrow, you need to be equipped for it today. New Holland, equipped for a new world. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer today. Take advantage of special cash back and financing offers on the equipment you need, including a full range of tractors from compacts to utility and high horsepower, as well as hay, forage, and light construction equipment like skid steer loaders. Get equipped for tomorrow today at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center. Offers end March 31st, 2025.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Finding the right loan is just as important as finding the right vehicle. At WCCU Credit Union, we help you look beyond the monthly payment to help you understand the entire cost, including insurance, interest, and warranties. Whether you're purchasing from a dealer or a private party, WCCU offers you better solutions with affordable loans from local people you know and trust. And with our AutoSmart program, we can give you access to dealer inventories and even pre-approve your loan. For more details, contact any of our offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Democratic state lawmakers introduced new legislation Thursday to continue supporting the Child Care Counts program. Governor Tony Evers had requested a $480 million investment in child care programs across the state in his biennial budget proposal, a measure that was later removed by Republican lawmakers. The newly proposed legislation calls for that $480 million separately from the budget proposal. The program was originally funded by the American Rescue Plan Act and is set to expire in June. State Republicans have introduced legislation that would require the universities of Wisconsin system to offer 24-hour access to virtual mental health providers. The bill, introduced by State Senator Jesse James and State Representative Todd Novak, is based on a program already offered at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. It does not, however, include funding for the program. UW system officials say their current mental health services funding is set to expire in June, and they've included continued funding in their biennial budget request. The Department of Health Services is highlighting how federal SNAP changes caused by President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill will impact Wisconsinites. Wisconsin Medicaid Director Bill Hanna says those enrolled in the program are already living on the margin, and small dollar changes will force them to make very difficult life choices between choosing health care or choosing food. Hanna says the cuts would cost Wisconsin approximately $314 million every year and put 90,000 state residents at risk of losing SNAP benefits. Lawmakers at the Capitol hear testimony on a bill to provide veterans benefits for those who served in Laos in support of U.S. during the Vietnam War. Department of Veterans Affairs Assistant Deputy Secretary Joey Hoy says the bill would make it so the department could more readily and easily work with this group of veterans who served alongside U.S. forces. Many Hmong Lao soldiers and their families were forced to flee their homes after the Vietnam War and resettle throughout the U.S., including in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is home to the third largest Hmong population in the United States. Wisconsin's two largest counties face budget shortfalls next year. Wisconsin Act 12 gave Milwaukee County authority for a new 0.4% sales tax implemented last year, which provided a brief surplus. Now faced with a $46.7 million budget deficit for 2026, the county is planning major spending cuts for the first time in years. That's likely to include cutting raises for county employees and across-the-board departmental spending cuts. In Dane County, a projected $31 million budget deficit for next year has County Executive Melissa Agard asking departments to submit budgets with a 4% base reduction and to refrain from requesting new staff positions or major capital projects. If you happen to see the governor out fixing potholes, you aren't seeing things. He's traveling the state with a shovel full of asphalt in his hands. Terry Barr explains what's behind the effort.
Governor Tony Evers using his annual pothole patrol to highlight the need for transportation funding. A Republican-controlled committee stripped millions of dollars for road and bridge projects from his proposed budget. The governor saying the cuts come after years of investment.
Over the last 6 years, my administration has improved more than 8,600 miles of road and 2,000 bridges statewide. And I fixed some of those darn roads my darn self. I had to kick off my 6th pothole patrols statewide.
And along with potholes, the governor says there are more than 300 construction projects that just won't happen if the money is kept out of the budget.
The warmer weather has the UTV and ATV community ready to hit the trails, but there's something to consider first. Brittany Merlo tells us more.
The Wisconsin DNR encourages off-road recreationists to get their ATV-UTV safety cert by taking an approved course. Just last year, 40 people died in ATV-UTV crashes in Wisconsin, with most of them not wearing helmets. Simple steps can prevent fatalities. Lieutenant Jacob Holzclaw, the Wisconsin DNR Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator, says they want folks to create positive memories and have a great experience on our trails. And that can only happen if everyone returns home safely at the end of the trip. The primary focus of the safety course is preventing crashes that lead to injuries and death. And if you were born on or after January 1st of 1988, this class is required. But anyone can take it. Even those who ride only a few times a year at a relative's house should take the course. You can take it in the classroom or online, and it's about 6 hours long.
The Scripps National Spelling Bee celebrates its 100th anniversary this year, and former champions say the bee has changed their lives for the better because it taught them they can do hard things. The Associated Press spoke to 7 former champions about membership in this exclusive club. Many past champions have remained involved with the bee, but even for those who have moved on entirely, it remains a defining moment in their lives. Google any past bee champion, and it's one of the first things that pops up. This year's bee begins Tuesday at a convention center outside Washington. A motorcyclist was injured Saturday afternoon. At approximately 12:05, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a motorcycle accident at the intersection of County Road DD and County Road W in the township of Waldwick. Mineral Point EMS, the Mineral Point Fire Department, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. The driver was transported by ambulance to a local hospital. The driver's name has not been released at this time. A Portage County man accused of shooting his brother during an argument pleads not guilty to attempted homicide. Justin Rotalowicz entered the plea for that count and several others, including aggravated battery, recklessly endangering safety, and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Investigators say he shot Ryan Rotalowicz in the leg, causing serious injuries. The 42-year-old was arrested at the scene and has been held on a $1 million bond and will face a week-long trial in mid-August. There's been no update on Ryan's condition since the March incident. At the time, doctors said his leg could require amputation. The 2025 Crawford County Dairy Royalty candidates have been announced. The candidate for the 69th Crawford County Dairy Princess is Haven Smethurst. Haven is a graduating senior of the Prairie du Chien High School and the daughter of Chad and Tisha Smethurst of rural Eastman. Her activities include 4-H, FFA, PALS, SHARE, and Student Council. Haven is currently serving as the 2024-25 Crawford County Senior Fair Ambassador and the captain of the Crawford County Bold Blazers Equestrian Drill Team. She plans to attend UW River Falls in the fall, majoring in animal science. The candidates for the 27th Crawford County Little Miss Squirt are Ashlyn Nolan, the 10-year-old daughter of John and Carrie Nolan of Nolan Family Farms in Prairie du Chien. Ashlyn is the youngest of 8 children. She is a 4th grader at Prairie Catholic School. Ashlyn has been a member of the Eastman Cloverleaf 4-H Club for 6 years and is in 4-H Dairy Project and Shooting Sports. Layla Brandis is the daughter of Nathan and Allie Brandis. She is 9 years old and attends Boscobel Elementary School. Layla lives on her grandparents' 350-cow dairy farm in rural Waseca. She is a member of the Steuben River Runners 4-H Group. This year's coronation will be held at the first annual Crawford County Coronation Banquet at the Eastman United Methodist Fellowship Hall Monday night, June 16th. The night will kick off at 6 with a Meet the Contestants Cheese and Cracker Social. A homemade dinner prepared by the Eastman United Methodist Church will follow at 7. The program's guest speaker will be Melissa Oates, carrying her current title as 2025 Mrs. Badger State for American Royal Beauties. Advance tickets are $12 and can be purchased by contacting the Crawford County Extension Office. Jane Achenbach at 608-412-1742 or Donna Hartley at 608-604-9669 before the June 1st deadline. You don't have to make a long trek to find natural wonders this summer. Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers says there are plenty of places to visit in southern Wisconsin. One of those places is Taliesin, the UNESCO World Heritage Site in Spring Green. It was the home of famed architect Frank Lloyd Wright. You could also visit places like Kohler Andre State Park in Sheboygan to see fantastic sand dunes in the beautiful Lake Michigan coast, or the many sections of the Kettle Moraine State Park in southeast Wisconsin. Find your trip online at travelwisconsin.com.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is rolling out the spring savings. Get $10 off every $100 you spend, up to $50 off $500. Save on brakes, exhaust, AC, cooling systems, and more. Need tires? Get a $100 rebate when you buy a set of 4 select Hankook DynaPro HT2 tires, now through May 31st. Plus, GDI fuel and air induction cleaning, just $149, and $15 off AC service and charge. Call 608-383-1700 or stop by TC Auto Works, 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Today is Memorial Day, and all over our country, there are services being held to remember those who paid the ultimate price protecting and defending our country and our freedom. In Richland Center, the Memorial Day Parade was held earlier this morning, followed by a Memorial Day service at the Richland Center Cemetery. This year's special guest speaker was the current Ithaca School Superintendent and Middle School High School Principal, Greg Herbst.
Just a little fun, couple of little fun facts. The speaker system didn't work, and this morning I went to print off my speech and the printer didn't work. So when you see me glancing at my phone in font 1.5 with my bifocals. The other fun fact is 42 years ago when I was a freshman in college, I dropped out of speech. I went to my advisor and I said, I'm not even going. I cannot get up in front of people and talk. I'm not going. Get me out of there. So then naturally I become a high school teacher. And what I learned was that getting up in front of people, as difficult as it is on the surface, it's actually quite simple when two things are true. One of those is when you understand what you're talking about, and the other is when you have a belief in its power. And that's why teaching math became easy for me, because I understand it and I certainly believe in the life-changing influence that it can have on somebody. Thank you for having me today. As was mentioned, it's my privilege to be the district administrator and middle school and high school principal at Ithaca School District. More importantly, on a day like today, I am the grandson of Lewis Burroughs, who honorably served his country during World War II and was honorably discharged from the United States Navy. I'm also the son of Alois Herbst, who honorably served his country in the United States Army during the Korean War. And don't you dare call it a conflict. As was mentioned, the distinction between Veterans Day and Memorial Day is during Veterans Day, you honor all of those people who have chosen to serve selflessly in the United States Armed Forces. Memorial Day is to honor and mourn those people who gave the ultimate sacrifice during their service. I'm just going to take a moment, though, to recognize the veterans around the world and here with us today, past and present. You absolutely intrigue me, because what makes sense to me is to fight for your family. It makes sense to fight for your city, for your neighborhood, for your state, for your country. But what intrigues me is that there are people who are willing to travel halfway around the world to fight for an ideal, to fight for a principle, to fight for people who will never have the opportunity to know them or thank them, and yet there they are. And if history has taught us anything, it is that we will always need people of such high character. As I mentioned, we're here to honor and mourn those who have given their lives. So exactly how many people are we talking about? as was mentioned, the first Memorial Day was shortly after the Civil War. And estimates of those who gave their lives in the Civil War are approximately 620,000. More recently, as high as 750,000. I would argue that it is 6.1 billion. And the reason I make that argument is when a young person goes into war and passes away, not only did he or she pass away, but also their children, who never had the opportunity to be born, and their children, and their children. And if you go back to the 1860s, and we'll say 20 years for a generation, there have been eight generations since then. And if we average three children for every one of those people, and you extrapolate that, we didn't lose 620,000 people, we lost 6.1 billion with a B. Fast forward, World War I. The war to end all wars, right? Well, according to Google, there were 116,516 people. Not people. What Google will say is there were that many soldiers who lost their lives. And yes, many of them were soldiers. Some of them were farmers. Some of them were laborers. Some were business persons who left their daily routine so they could fight for a higher cause. World War II, 405,399 people estimated to have given the sacrifice. And what was the promise? What was the promise that we made to ourselves after World War II? Never again. After the Holocaust and the genocide and the systematic attempt to try to eliminate the Jews. Never again. Since the Holocaust, 55 million civilians have perished in more than 89 major genocides around the world. 89 major genocides. I'm not sure what distinguishes major from minor. But we made a promise, never again, and since then, 89 major genocides. The Korean War, sometimes called the Forgotten War. And as I said earlier, don't you dare call it a conflict. 36,574 people. See, if my dad passed away from cancer 30 years ago, and I believe it was from something that he contracted while in Korea, because when the doctor opened him up, he thought he was going to remove a tumor, closed him back up, came and told my mom and me that he literally had thousands of tumors inside of him. The Vietnam War, and don't you dare call it a police action. See, I say those things because the United States never declared war in Korea. We never declared war in Vietnam. We went under the auspices of the United Nations. Just going to take a quick aside. Every person, every family, every country has things that they can be extraordinarily proud of. They also have things that they would rather never speak of again. The United States was no exception. In my humble opinion, the most shameful thing this country has ever done is slavery. To think that 160 years ago we thought it was acceptable to own, buy, and sell other people. 160 years ago, not 2,000 years ago, eight generations. Also at the top of that list is the way we treated Vietnam veterans when they returned. Shameful. So the next time you have a chance to thank any of these people, please do so. When you're in line at the fast food place and the truck in front of you has a Vietnam veteran sticker on it, when you place your order, make sure you say, "And I'd like to pay for the order of the truck in front of me." Operation Desert Storm, the Persian Gulf War, 332. Yeah, there's two ways to look at that. One is, wow, we're down to 332. The other is 332 people died. Now, that's a total, if you add those up, that's a total of over 1.2 million. But like I said, I think that's grossly underestimated because of the extrapolation factor, but also because of this. Today, on average, it is estimated that 17 to 23 veterans commit suicide. Every day. Like I said, history teaches us that we will always need to have soldiers of high courage. February 24th, 2022, Russia invades Ukraine in what Putin thought would be a three-day conflict. Today is day 1,187. October 7th, 2023. Hamas and other militant groups go into Israel and slaughter 1,200 people, many civilians and many in terrible fashion. So back to why we're here. We are here to honor and mourn those people who gave their lives. Now, how do we do that? Because if you ask most, not most, if you ask a lot of people, you know, what's Memorial Day? Well, it's the unofficial start of summer. It's the unofficial start of camping season. So how do we mourn these people? I suggest that we have a declaration of intent. Now, what I mean by that is, having been a school administrator for 24 years, there are occasions when a teacher feels the need to send a student to my office. And so we have a conversation of what took place, and oftentimes the conversation will end with the student saying, "I'm sorry." And so I have to take advantage of that teachable moment. And what I say is, I want you to understand that the phrase, "I'm sorry," is a declaration of intent to change the behavior for which you profess to be sorry. So let's take that same model and let's apply it to Memorial Day. A declaration of intent to honor the fallen soldiers that served faithfully and selflessly for the United States. So how do we do that? I suggest that we live a life that honors the value for which they gave theirs. You don't have to join the military. You don't have to travel halfway around the world. You can do it in your community, in your neighborhood, your place of work, your school, maybe even your own household. Simple as donating blood. Do things, live a life that benefits other people. And if you make that declaration of intent, and you live your life living up to that declaration, then every day will be in honor of the people who gave us the freedoms that we so enjoy. I'm going to end, even though we're quite a ways away from Christmas, I'm going to end with Tiny Tim from Charles Dickens' classic, A Christmas Carol. God bless us, everyone. Thank you for having me.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Be prepared for the upcoming season with a ready and rolling sales event at Simpsons Tractor in Richland Center. Currently, significant savings are available for pre-orders of select New Holland equipment. Benefit from discounts of up to $10,500 on roll belt, round balers, and up to $7,500 on disc bind, disc mower conditioners. Simpsons Tractor provides a comprehensive range of equipment for cutting and baling operations, ensuring efficiency and performance, supported by attractive offers and rebates. These promotional offers conclude on June 30th. Visit Simpsons Tractor, your authorized New Holland dealer in Richland Center, to take advantage of these opportunities today.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73 of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, Illinois, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Cards may be sent to Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center for the Tukendorf family. Charlene Tukendorf is survived by 5 sons, Christopher and Mandy Lewicki of Milton, Adam and Serena Volden of Reedstown, Michael and Leslie Hendricks of Reedsburg, Nathan of New Berlin, and Charles Tukendorf and Rebecca Hawk of Pewaukee. 7 grandchildren, a brother, James Gerblowski of San Francisco, California, many nieces, nephews, cousins, relatives, and friends. Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73 of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, Illinois. Jean Marie Stittleberg, 84 of Laval, died Friday at the Reedsburg Medical Center. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Waniwak. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Waniwak Wednesday from 4 to 7. In lieu of flowers, memorials are suggested to St. Paul's Lutheran School. Jean Stittleberg is survived by her husband Gordon, 3 children, Mark and Sherry, Todd and Kathy, and Shannon, 22 grandchildren and great-grandchildren, older brother Donovan Santis, sisters-in-law Gladys and Sandra Santis, Jean Marie Stittleberg, 84, of Laval. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Megan and Nathan Phillips had a daughter, McKenna Quinn.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a 4-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too, planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Best wishes go out today to Bill and Amy Bindle, Mark and Deanna Jelenic, Steve and Barb Bowman, Isaac and Jordan Hayes, John and Charlene Koski, and Doug and Carla Meyer. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. A good afternoon to you. I hope you're having a wonderful day so far. And indeed, weather-wise, it is a beautiful day. Started with sunshine today. As we head through the afternoon, a mixture of clouds and sun with highs around 72 degrees and an east wind 5 to 10. So great weather to get together with family and friends, enjoy the extended weekend. And of course, importantly, to take a moment to remember what Memorial Day is for. We, of course, remember those that gave all for our country. So beautiful weather this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of a brief shower or some sprinkles after midnight, lows around 50. I don't expect really much in the way of accumulation. And then Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a 60% chance of showers, possibly some thunder as well, but thankfully not anticipating any severe weather. As far as rainfall amounts on Tuesday, a tenth to two-tenths of an inch possible in the areas where it precipitates the heaviest. Highs will be around 66, a northeast wind 6 to 12, gusting up to about 15. Tuesday night, another tenth to two-tenths of an inch possible with showers in the area, lows around 50. And Wednesday will be mainly cloudy and breezy with a 70% chance of showers, an additional tenth to quarter inch possible, highs around 65. Drying out on Thursday, partly cloudy and breezy up to 72. Friday, mostly sunny, feeling a bit humid. A little more cloud cover later in the day with highs close to 80. And that will be ahead of a cold front dropping through that will bring us scattered showers and thunderstorms, at least to the region. Saturday then, mostly sunny, a pleasant day, less humid, highs around 79, while Sunday will be mostly sunny with a 20% chance of showers and storms late in the day and highs around 81. This recent stretch of cooler weather looks like we're going to gradually break from that and get to some summertime temperatures as we near the month of June. Almost midway through 2025, hard to believe. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great rest of your day.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is partly cloudy and 68 degrees after a morning low of 39. Yesterday's high was 73 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 2018 is 92 degrees with a record low of 32 that was set back in 1988. Last year's high was 61 with a low of 53. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:30 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:27. The winds are out of the northwest at 5 to 7 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.32 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 68 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
All This Week, a series on food as medicine. Part one is next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. You are what you eat, so if you eat a lot of junk, well, you get the idea. But the opposite is also true. Founder and CEO Aaron Martin of Fresh RX in Tulsa, Oklahoma, says healthy foods are called healthy for a reason.
It's whole fruits and vegetables that we're prescribing to people with type 2 diabetes. Then medically tailored grocery is a little bit broader. It would include other products like meat and dairy and eggs and things like that, but medically tailored for their chronic disease. And then at the very top is medically tailored meals. Those are pre-made meals, typically prescribed to people for 90 days right out of the hospital or otherwise for chronic disease management and prevention and even reversal.
Martin says the right foods can be healthy for the bottom line as well.
We think now with over 400 patients, we've saved the state of Oklahoma $5 million in healthcare costs. This is a 5x ROI of what the cost of the program is. So this is a sustainable business model that should be fully integrated into healthcare. So we're hoping this will be federalized. We are the MAHA poster child, as we like to say, but we would like to see some dollars put into these programs nationwide.
Martin took part in a recent Farm Foundation forum on food, health, and agricultural innovation. Listen for more the rest of this week. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Questions remain about USDA disaster assistance. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A crop insurance agent says he's patiently waiting for more details on disaster assistance from the USDA. William Cole says,
right now we don't have any details, understanding that it's going to follow the WIP Plus or the ERP payment. And so it was based on a factor on their crop insurance claim download, and then there was a provision in there where they've got a refund on their crop insurance premium.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins told lawmakers the disaster relief would be coming by the end of May. Cole says if that's true, the ad hoc assistance comes at a good time. Congress has approved more than $20 billion in disaster assistance and ad hoc relief to farmers and ranchers impacted by disasters in 2023 and 2024. The director of the Gardner Agricultural Policy Program at the University of Illinois says several aspects of the House-passed budget reconciliation package are likely to face more scrutiny in the U.S. Senate. Jonathan Coppa says the Byrd Rule holds the upper chamber to stricter guidelines.
It says you cannot have anything in reconciliation legislation that's extraneous to the budget, because in the Senate, reconciliation allows you to bypass the filibuster. The way they contain the potential disruption to the Senate's operation is that they've limited what you can put in it.
He tells Brownfield.
And I think that an awful lot of what's in the House bill is going to struggle to get by the Byrd Rule. Like reference prices, for example, these are policy changes. These are not necessarily budgetary components, even though they obviously have a budgetary impact.
Coppa says a package that passes the Byrd Rule would only need 51 votes to pass the Senate. An Eastern Nebraska producer says uncertainty in agriculture today is putting serious pressure on farmers' mental health. Brownfield's Kellen Havikin has more.
Lucas Fricke operates a small diversified row crop and hog operation and tells Brownfield having a support network makes a significant difference.
Being honest and talking, finding good friends to talk about it and lament with a little bit, you know, misery does love company. Farmers are the eternal optimists.
He says optimism is often tested when producers face tight margins and a tough economic outlook.
This is not fun. I don't know how else to say it nicer. And I don't want to sound complaining like, oh, my life is so terrible. You know, all of this, like you try to look for the good opportunity, but it gets extremely stressful trying to make all the ends meet.
Fricke says there are a lot of expectations for young farmers like himself to ensure that the family farm stays viable.
I think that's one of the situations where that mental health does come into it because the world you feel is on your shoulders.
I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
And I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Each year, white mold causes millions of dollars in lost soybean yield across the United States. Now, northern U.S. farmers have a new tool to combat this yield-robbing disease. Viatude fungicide from Corteva Agriscience delivers best-in-class protection against white mold. With two modes of action, this powerful solution offers preventative and curative activity, providing soybean farmers a new level of in-season white mold defense. Viatude fungicide also promotes more robust plant health for strong stalks and better standability throughout the season, leading to maximum yield potential at harvest. Don't settle for lost soybean bushels anymore. Learn how the superior white mold protection of Viatude fungicide can benefit your acres by contacting your local Corteva Agriscience sales rep or visiting corteva.us/VIATUDE. That's corteva.us/VIATUDE.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitune with Timstock Auction Realty West Sales Results and upcoming events. We had a rainy day sale, but a good crowd. Large squares topped at $260 a ton and large rounds at $85 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Beer Mirror, Wildlife Series, Budweiser, Jim Beam decanters, and much more. Online only auction ending May 28th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call. 608-723-4020 or go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesitune. Have a great day.
A deep dive into the cattle on feed numbers. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. The USDA released its latest cattle on feed report from the USDA. Josh Maples, an ag economist with Mississippi State University Extension, has details.
Cattle on feed and U.S. feed lots, so we're looking at those 1,000 head or larger capacity feedlots. 11.4 million head on May 1st of this year. This was down 1.8% from a year ago. And so if we look at kind of pre-report expectations that were put out, this was on the low end of those pre-report estimates. I wouldn't say that it's, you know, drastically different from the estimates, but it is certainly lower than most folks expected. If I break it down, you know, just kind of looking at some state pieces here as I go through the report, Texas cattle on feed, 6.5% lower than a year ago, while Iowa cattle on feed were up 3% from a year ago. And we could certainly go through some more state by state, but just as I did the quick calculations right as we were getting ready for this call, those were two of them that kind of jumped out to me on feed numbers.
As for placements,
April placements, 1.6 million head. This was 2.6% lower than last year. If you look at pre-report estimates, this was above kind of that average number.
But Maples tells Brownfield, as you look at the weight categories,
they were lower for every weight category except for the lightest one. You know, I just looked at the different weight categories, every category except for the 600 to 699 pound, one of the lightest categories. That category was actually was up a little bit, but all the rest of the weight categories we're looking at lower than year ago numbers. And if we look at the, you know, break out a few states here, so placements down 11% in Colorado, down 6% in Texas, and then they were up 3% in Kansas. So, you know, there's certainly some regional differences here. And, you know, I don't want that to get completely covered up by those headline U.S. numbers.
For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
The big, beautiful bill could be a positive for U.S. soybean oil demand. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Garrett Toy from Ag Trader Talk says the big, beautiful bill headed out of the House and into the U.S. Senate could be a positive for U.S. soybean oil demand.
It is. Well, the one thing about the big, beautiful bill that was passed is that basically limits any foreign feedstock for renewables. So that will keep that element eliminated. The feedstocks have to originate from either the U.S., Mexico, or Canada. So the used cooking oil from China, that flow should, in theory, stop towards the biofuel side.
Ahead of Memorial Day weekend, soybean oil futures were modestly higher, partially on those demand expectations. And now let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. Cattle supplies are expected to get even tighter following the USDA's suspension of live cattle imports from Mexico recently due to the threat of New World screwworm. Charlie Martinez, an ag economist at the University of Tennessee, says the overall impact will depend on the length of the ban.
As of right now, and we think about quarter two of this year, and depending upon market conditions, you're talking about anywhere between 5 to 7% of placements or receipts that are occurring are based off of these Mexican cattle.
The USDA has said the suspension is indefinite and the department will review containment efforts on a month-by-month basis. Martinez tells Brownfield the longer the threat of New World screwworm continues, the greater the impact.
We could be really hitting a part where we have substantial amount of cattle that historically are in our yards or not in the yards anymore.
He says the industry may need to explore other options to meet demand needs. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Warmer weather impacts food safety guidelines. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The bacteria that can cause foodborne illnesses like to multiply as the weather warms up. Meredith Carruthers with the USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service says that's something to keep in mind as you're grilling out and hosting barbecues this summer.
At warmer temperatures, they will be multiplying quicker and faster and potentially making that food more risky to eat. Keeping in mind what we call the 2-hour rule is going to be super important. So that means not leaving any perishable foods out at those warm temperatures for more than 2 hours. Or if your temperatures are above 90 degrees Fahrenheit, that time actually reduces to 1 hour. So making sure that you're keeping foods nice and safe and setting a timer for yourself as you're enjoying your outdoor activities, not leaving them out at room temperature or, you know, in that outdoor air temperature for more than 2 hours or 1 hour. If you want to keep your foods safe, and out for potentially longer than that. You can use cold sources and ice to keep those foods cold and outside of that warm temperature, or you can do things like putting them on a preheated grill to keep them warm until you're ready to eat, or, you know, putting them inside in a preheated oven to keep either those foods cold or to keep them at a warm, hot, safe serving temperature to avoid that danger zone.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield Market News on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important. Request our free guide. It's filled with tips for better brain health, facts about dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you.
The news this hour is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, offering handicapped accessibility, durable medical equipment, Medicaid and Medicare services, and delivery. Experience friendly, caring service because your health is their priority.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Day tradition honoring the nation's war dead, a wreath laying by the U.S. President at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery, and remarks.